Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. On behalf of my leader sitting here and the membership of the All People's Congress in Parliament, we are not against the nominees as persons. We want to congratulate, apart from the Commissioner for the South, all other nominees, the judges, various board members, Honorable Fatoma. We want to, on behalf of the party and us, we want to congratulate you in advance. However, I want the leader to look at the introduction, page one. The introduction. And you said, it is written there that the committee met on Monday, 25th March 2019, and interviewed seven presidential nominees for the following appointment. And in that, number three, Roman number three, the Electoral Commissioner, Southern Region. Mr. Leader, you will agree with me that the Commissioner was not interviewed on the 15th, the 25th, sorry, but far beyond that. And we interviewed the Commissioner as a person who is qualified for the job. As a person, Mr. As a person, is qualified for the job. We have no issue with him. But we have an issue against the National Electoral Commission, NEC, relating to the way and manner they are handling election processes in this country.
Honorable members, decorum. Decorum. Proceed.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. The way and manner they are handling election processes in this country. Mr. Speaker, we have our party standing. It's NEC and the chairman for NEC, that is Mfa Ali Konte, relating to the recently concluded by-election at Tonko. We demanded for his resignation. And for the entire NEC, Mr. Speaker, to be rehauled. Mr. Speaker, to us, NEC as an institution, do lack the capacity and integrity to handle and credibility to undo election matters. With regards, and we, the majority party in this parliament, and we, the majority members of parliament here present, and we are saying that Mfa Ali, it's now time for you to leave. Mr. Speaker, until the Public Elections Act is revised and amended. Mr. Speaker, the election in Tonko to us was marked with various discrepancies and fraud. with various discrepancies and fraud. And next, Mr. Speaker should be able to explain to us the 103% and the 105%. Mr. Speaker, as I speak, we are yet to get the full result for 2018 per station. Therefore, Mr. Speaker, we do have confidence in NEC as an institution, and we on this side will not participate with regards to any approval that does relate to NEC.
Mr. Speaker,
on behalf of the leadership of Parliament, we are kindly asking all APC members of Parliament to please leave this well.